To whoever may need this nugget of encouragement, things will be all right, so quit your worry. I get it.
What's going on, everybody? It's Jamil Douglas. Welcome to For the Underdogs podcast. This podcast is one that has been in the works for a little bit. I'm shooting it on my 32nd birthday. This is the next chapter for me, officially retired from the NFL, and I want this space to be centered around self-development, routines, improvement, vulnerability, and good conversation. I appreciate you guys being here. For the Underdogs won't be a podcast that I'll dive into weekly sports topics. Of course, there will be some sports talk because I am an athlete, but this will be a space that we talk about self-development, self-improvement, routines, things that can help you get ahead in life, conversations that I have had over the past couple of years that I feel like have helped me develop. That will be what this space will be about. The conversations on this podcast will be centered around realness. There will be talks about mental health, mental development. Maybe you're someone that doesn't want to admit that you need to be in the space of mental health, or you're too nervous to be around people that talk about these conversations. This podcast is for you. This podcast is for the person that is on their journey and needs to hear the good conversations of someone who played professional sports that they may see as not dealing with any of these issues. This podcast is for that person that needs to be vulnerable but doesn't know how to do it. Throughout this podcast, I'm sure I'll have stories of how I was an underdog in certain situations. 2019, I was kind of in a position in my career where it was make the team or your career is kind of over, basically. And I signed to Tennessee, and I was probably the third or fourth guy on the roster when it came down to playing guard. The fourth string, entering training camp, and all the odds stacked against me at that point in time. And I played my way into being a starter coming opening day in that year. And that year in itself prolonged my career probably about four more years. Obviously, we went on to do great things, reached AFC championship, fell short. But that moment right there to me defined what an underdog is, because I was able to go from being the third or fourth guy on the roster to now being a starter and prolonging my career and making a name for myself over again. There's been a few key influences that have really sparked me to go on the self-discovery journey. Obviously, getting done playing football, I didn't really know who I was as a person. This was such new territory for me. I've always been the type of person that has consistently wanted to learn and get better. That's just ingrained in me. But this was new. I think anytime you get done with something that you've done for so long in your life, there's a scary feeling centered around it. So imagine playing football your whole life, being an athlete your whole life, and now you're only in your 30s and you have your whole life ahead of you and there's a new chapter. Although while I was playing, I wanted to grow spiritually, mentally, emotionally, I didn't really have the foundation to do it the way I wanted to do it because everything was so time consuming with the sport. So now, over the course of the last 2 years, I experienced a ton of different emotions around figuring out who I was and who I am, and I'm still figuring that out. It's important for me to have this space of vulnerability for the Black community because a lot of us are going through these issues and are not speaking up about it. I want to help guys that may have something going on thinking that they can't speak out about it because they don't want to be seen as being weak or, you know, not strong. Like, it's okay. It's okay to be in a space of wanting help or wanting to dive into your mental health. My hope for this podcast is that when you listen to it, you get information about somebody who was in that space at one time that didn't really want to admit that I needed to dive into my mental health. I've done it. I'm still in it. I don't think that I've mastered it, but I'm holding myself accountable. And I hope the people that come to this space will hold me accountable to keep progressing because I'm here to help you. If you guys made it this far, I appreciate you guys for being here. I hope you guys tune in to the podcast that I'll be dropping. It'll be a space about self-development, vulnerability, and talks about mental health. It's something that I feel like is much needed in our community and much needed in the world. So I appreciate y'all for hanging in there with me.